Right there over your sink, that thing that the water comes out of, mm-hmm. what do you call that?
Faucet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this thing out in your yard that you might hook up your hose to?
I said, what you call it now? Can't call it anything. I lost it, I think, after the nigger knocked the thing off of it. I had over it morning, and the nigger, the boy did the other day morning. So I got to find it and put something over it mm-hmm. before you arrange it. Mm-hmm. It's where I let my water out and let it in. Mm-hmm. It comes in the house and out. Of course, it's not hurting now, but he can hurt it if he's running over it. Where I turn the water on and off after that.
Mm-hmm. You call that a hydrant?
Hydrant. Yeah. He knocked the fire out of it the other day with a mower. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't have sense enough to know where it was at after that. And I couldn't tell him nothing, and I couldn't get down there where it was at to show him where it was at.
Yes, sir.
I thought the first time Wayman had come in, he had to get Wayman to cover it. Mm-hmm. Wayne knows where it's at.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it gets real cold around here, do you ever have any trouble with your pipes?
Well, I don't, because I let all the water out of my pipes and wash out commodes and everything, drain everything out good in there, mm-hmm. take it out of the hot water tanks and everything before I leave here, you know. But other people do. They have them to bust and everything else if they don't have them tend to. Mm-hmm. But mine is insulated. I've got every bit of my pipes insulated. Mm-hmm. And I've stayed here many a time in the winter since this water's been put in. I didn't have no trouble because I had it insulated. Mm-hmm. It's insulated real good. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to have.
Uh-huh. But still, when I leave here now, I fix everything. Because I had heat in the house, you know, and that helped a whole lot. And when I'm not here, there's no heat in the house. Mm-hmm. But when I leave here in the wintertime, I always turn everything off and let it turn the water out and everything.
Mm-hmm. What would you use if you wanted to pour some liquid into a narrow mouth bottle to keep it from spilling all over the place?
To keep it from spilling?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've been having a little... I don't know what you called it, but I've been having a little thing that I could fit into anything and pour anything I wanted in it. But the boy that's more in my yard has lost it.
A little funnel?
Funnel. Mm-hmm. He lost it, and we can't find it. Mm-hmm. And he's been pouring the gas in, you know, with it mm-hmm. and all, and he's come up gone. Mm-hmm. It's been here for years, mm-hmm. and he says he thinks the dogs has got towed it off. But I don't know what's happened to it. Mm. I'm going to have to buy another. Yeah. I don't know what I'd use if I need now.
Yeah. You know, when you go to the store, what do they package sugar in nowadays?
Mostly, I get mine in paper bags. That's what I got it in the other day.
Does the grocery boy ever put what you buy in something so you can carry it home?
Uh-huh, it's a bag. Paper bag. Yeah, I put it in two bags so it won't bust, you know.
You ever seen, talking about bags, have you ever seen one of these real heavy, rough, brown looking cloth type of things that you might have potatoes or pecans or something like that in?
No, I
haven't. Bag or sack like that?
No, I haven't seen one.
Like a croaker sack or a toe sack, something like that?
No, I haven't seen one like that. Mm-hmm. Not lately.
Have you ever heard people around here use that word croaker sack?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them in your croaker sack.
What do you usually put in one?